Theron couldn't help but shake his head in denial at the blatant Imperial propaganda. Orbital bombardment of civilians wasn't something the Republic practiced, and none of the vanquished Republic ships they'd shown had the firepower to wreak that kind of havoc. The more likely explanation was that the Spear had wiped out the Republic ships, then turned its guns on Borinol. Whether Carrot was eliminating resistance on the ground or simply punishing the planet for daring to harbor anti-Imperial separatists didn't matter to Theron. There was no excuse for the kind of slaughter she'd unleashed. He saw Nos D'Aurol stiffen, and he realized the Jedi Master had come to the same conclusions he had. Theron hoped seeing the horrors his former apprentice was capable of might convince Nos D'Aurol to abandon his hope that she could be redeemed. Though he knew enough about Jedi in general to realize this probably wouldn't change anything. The two men continued in silence through the spaceport to where Nos D'Aurol had arranged to have a speeder waiting for them. Stepping outside, Theron was struck by a cold blast of wind. Shivering, he pulled his cloak tighter around his body. The air was dry and gritty, with tiny particles of dirt and dust swept along by the breeze, and he squinted, wishing he had a cover for his face. The Keldor, with his goggles and breathing mask, didn't seem bothered by the harsh wind, though Theron took some small satisfaction in seeing him also shivering from the cold. Fortunately, their speeder was as luxurious as their shuttle had been, with a sealed climate-controlled dome to shield them from the elements. Once again, Nos D'Aurol sat in the pilot's chair, and Theron took the seat beside him. Theron wasn't much of a follower, but he was happy to defer to his partner on the little things. They zipped through the bustling streets of Zios Market District, their speeder whisking them above the crowds. There were still several hours of daylight, and Theron was clearly able to see the people below them in the light of the world's distant and faded orange sun. Although he only got a brief view from above, the market district had the same vibrant cosmopolitan feel as the spaceport. As soon as they passed into the neighboring residential district, however, everything changed. It was still crowded. Zios was a heavily populated metropolis, but the life and color seemed to vanish in an instant. Everything was drab and gray. The buildings, the streets, and even the clothes of the people in the crowd.
You can feel the oppression of this place, the hopeless despair of the entire city.
Theron nodded, knowing the Jedi wasn't referring to something he sensed through the Force. Under Imperial rule, there were harsh penalties for even minor infractions, and it wasn't hard to see the impact. Unlike the chaos of Nar Shaddaa, here there was an orderly, almost rigid flow of traffic, both on the ground and in the air. Pedestrians moved with brisk purpose, heads down, eager to get off the street and back to the anonymous safety of their homes. Speeders stayed in their designated lanes, and nobody dared to go faster than the posted limit. Swoop bikes were nowhere to be found, and if there were gangs on Zios, Theron imagined they'd be careful to stay well hidden